At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly. I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seeing a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful Mr. E. And there's no Jay today. No Jay. He's out probably buying bowling balls. I think that's actually what he's doing right now. But don't worry. I have some amazing guests going to talk about some amazing stuff tonight. Welcome to the show, Nate and Dylan from the Green Eyes Festival. Welcome, guys.
Yeah, great to be here. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks for having us.
Happy to have you. For everybody at home, we tried to do this last year, and then we went to, me and my wife went up to the hospital for like 12 weeks, and then that never happened, and so we've just been trying to reschedule, so it's finally happening.
We're finally here. We're glad to be here.
So, I got all kinds of questions. First off, what made you guys want to do a festival about the Green Eyes?
Yeah, so basically, like a lot of other people, we got into cryptid stuff kind of around like 2020 during like the pandemic. We live in the Southeast Tennessee, Northwest Georgia area, so there's no lacking of that kind of stuff in our region, being in like Southern Appalachia. We really inspired by things. We saw the memes of like the Mothman on TikTok, like a lot of other folks did. We got really inspired, so we actually got a bunch of our friends into a car, and we drove about 7 hours up to Point Pleasant for the Mothman Festival.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Yes, it was one of the funnest times like of life that I can like imagine. It was so much fun. We had just a great time there, and the whole time we were up there in Point Pleasant, we kept just kind of seeing like reminders, you know, of like our own hometown of Chickamauga, Georgia. Because like Point Pleasant, very like historical, like small town, you know, Point Pleasant, along with Mothman, they're very famous for being like, you know, a factory town before that. And before that, they also have their history of like having like Revolutionary War stuff going on. And Chickamauga is like a huge like Civil War town. That's like its whole gimmick. Like growing up, you heard about all the time, you know, this big battle happened here. So there's just a huge element of like the town's tourism and culture. But another element of its culture, though, is that it has a monster. It actually is home to Old Green Eyes, which is a very like regional, like localized cryptid. But so driving home from Mothman Festival, we were just like, that was so much fun. How could we bring something like that back home? Because it feels like we have all of the ingredients for it. And yeah, then we just kind of did it, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. We brought it to the Chattanooga area. And then we are from Chickamauga, Georgia. So that's where the legend resides. So naturally, that's where we put it, but still in kind of like the Chattanooga area. So a lot of folks from Chattanooga actually came, and then we had our first festival. And we had close to 5,000 people show up for the very first one, which was
wow,
huge for us. We were expecting maybe 500.
Yeah.
So to hit 5,000 in total was really incredible. And we had people telling us that like they drove down from like Maine to Tennessee
wow.
and then over from Arizona just for the festival. So it's really incredible how much like just like the cryptid like space is like, I don't know. People are just super into it. They're willing to drive. And like Nate and I too, we drove 7 hours to Point Pleasant before even really knew much about Mothman. We just thought we'd check it out and now we're obsessed. So it's a slippery slope.
That's awesome. Awesome. So I mean, that's crazy. 5,000 people for your first year event. We do events, not as much anymore, having three kids, but all over the country. And so 5,000 for a first year is absolutely crazy. But like you said, people will drive from anywhere. We were at one in North Carolina and a guy had driven from, I think, Wyoming.
Like, that's incredible.
I think like pretty much as far as you can go across the country. Yeah. But so why don't you tell us about Old Green Eyes?
Yeah, happy to. Yeah. So Old Green Eyes is a cryptid that it's weird because he's kind of hard to talk about. Because unlike a lot of these other ones like Mothman, Sasquatch, and like ones like the Frogman, where like I feel like they've gotten a lot of like attention in recent years, you know, to the point that like there's almost like a canonical idea of like what they are. You know, when you think Mothman, you're immediately envisioning, you know, it's black, it's got like the feathers, the red eyes, stuff like that. There's like an accepted almost like canon to it. Because there's just been so much noise about it. There's so much like artwork and stuff like that. Old Green Eyes does not have that treatment. It's a very like authentic like piece of local folklore where like, you know, there was barely any artwork about it when we started working on the festival, you know, and when you talk to locals who say they've like witnessed it, there's just so many stories and the range of them is so different because some folks they would describe, you know, they'd go more of like the ghoul or like ghost route. Hmm. You know, of like, oh, well, it's the ghost of one of the soldiers who died here, you know, and he's missing his head. All he has left are his glowing green eyes, you know. And it's tied to the battle and everything like that. And then when you talk to another person, they go like, no, you've got it all wrong. It's a Bigfoot. It's like a big hairy man. It's about 8 feet tall. And walked down in front of my car. It's covered in shaggy white hair. And it looked right at me, those glowing green eyes. You know, I'll never forget. And then like, you know, another guy down the line go like, no, that's not what happened. It's a giant black cat, you know, and it chased my car. I've got the scratch marks on my bumper to prove it, you know. So there's just so many variants of the story that it kind of presented us with like a unique challenge for actually like getting like the story down. But the main ones that people like everyone agrees on is it's tied to the Chickamauga Battlefield, which is a national military park that's right outside of Chickamauga. Beautiful, gorgeous park. They do tons of great events and it's just like really important for local history. And it's a major thoroughfare. So if you're driving between the two major towns in Walker County, so like Lafette, Chickamauga, and then Fort Oglethorpe, which is next county over, you have to go through the park, basically. So lots of people go there at night, even though technically you aren't supposed to be walking around there or anything. You know, it's just tons of people are driving through it all the time. So there's just so many of these stories of people driving through at night, you know, or they got out their car because they saw something and they just encounter something with the glowing green eyes that is like following them or like staring at them.
That's awesome. So in Georgia, I've heard of a lot of white Bigfoot. We actually had a white Bigfoot researcher from Georgia on years ago now. And then always the big black cat stuff and the goat. So it's interesting to hear that it's just that common factor. Everybody's kind of experienced something different. You know, I love it. I think it's awesome. So what do you guys think it is?
Yeah, so I mean, like based off of the costume that we've been rocking,
which with, I love.
Thank you. Actually, Nate and his partner helped put it together for like what, like $40 at Hobby Lobby.
$40 trip. Yep, best investment ever made.
We'll probably upgrade it one of these days, but I mean, it gets the job done. It's super recognizable whenever there's like an event around downtown Chattanooga. Usually, Green Eyes will make an appearance. A lot of the time people don't actually like, know what it is, but then we'll explain and then they become believers and fans. So it's a bit of like guerrilla marketing we do. But anyway, I think just with the costume, like we have kind of just the like ghostly shape figure, and then the green eyes. So it almost like leaves a lot of things to interpretation. And then also whenever we were going through like the idea of like what green eyes might look like in art, we just let people kind of take over with their own creativity. We actually did an art competition with a local publishing company here in Chattanooga, and they were able to set up at the event and then like show off some of their art pieces. So, and they all had very unique, different like art styles that were super interesting. So I think, yeah, what do you think? Do you think like maybe it'll like develop over time? Like maybe we'll get like a solid thing, or maybe just leave it up to the imagination?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure, you know, it's one of those things where like, obviously, like, I feel like we're playing a really important role here as like the people who are kind of hopefully going to be the help Green Eyes breach containment, I guess, you know, get out there into like the wider world. You know, we've met a lot of people going through like to other Crypticons. Like we were at Frogman Fest just a couple weeks ago, and great festival, so much fun. I think we talked to y'all up there. Yeah, it's awesome. And like we ran into one of the vendors there, and I've seen my other events, and you know, we start telling about Green Eyes, and he's like, you know, I do events down in Georgia. And he's like, and I've never had a Georgian cryptid. You know, he's like, I'm going to start putting that on all of my stuff for my Georgia shows, you know, my horror cons down in Atlanta. So stuff like that, where like, I really think Green Eyes is like on the verge of making it big. But, and I'm, you know, I'm hoping that we can play a part in helping people to get that image in their mind, you know, of like what it is. But also, like Dylan said, I'm excited to see like the interpretations people run with, because there's so little online if you go looking for it. And you know, even like in books and stuff like that, he's barely mentioned. My library at my house is now nothing but cryptid books since we got into this.
I get that.
And like every time I go to like my local bookstores, I hunt down for cryptid books. It's got to a point where like they order them just for me. And then like, you know, and the first thing I do is I go like, okay, you know, they'll have a Southeast section or something like that. I'm flipping through. I'm like, all right, let's go Georgia. Let's see what they said for Green Eyes. And they almost never say anything, you know, but if they do, they usually very much go like the ghost route. That seems to be like definitely the more popular story that seems to be catching on. And I think that makes sense. I do think it puts us in a weird kind of thing where like, you know, we have had people go like, well, Green Eyes isn't a cryptid, it's a ghost, you know? And I think that that's one of those things where like, it gets into like the messy nature of the term cryptid, you know?
Gosh,
I know there are some, I've encountered like the cryptid purists. I like to think of them, you know, who are very like, you know, like, well, cryptid is an unidentified animal and it has to be like scientifically backed and stuff like that. And I understand that, Basso, language changes, you know? And I think that, I think that things like the Wendigo, which is also not typically seen as an animal, but more of like, you know, almost like a spiritual entity, you know, it seems like skinwalkers. I think that as things like that have kind of entered into like the cryptid lexicon, it opens up more avenue for things like an old Green Eyes, you know, because I mean, at the end of the day, it's all just, it's spooky stuff. You know, it's spooky things that celebrate local folklore and keep people interested in our area. And yeah, we're just all about helping to spread that.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I absolutely love it. So if you could tell us about, I guess, last year's festival and this year's festival.
Yeah, so last year's festival, we had one sponsor, and it was incredible for them to sponsor us, but we had a difficult time getting the sponsorships until we actually had the social proof. And both Nate and I come from marketing backgrounds. We went to college for marketing, and then we both our marketing as professionals. So we kind of have that advantage on being able to like draw crowds just because it's what we're used to doing all the time anyway. But with the sponsorship, we only had one for last year. This year we already have one and then also a few that we're talking to. So definitely going to have more sponsors than last year. So it's really exciting to see how we can use that to maybe get attendance even more than 5,000, which is both exciting and terrifying to think about at the same time. Yes. So last year we had it on October 5th. This year is October 18th after meeting with the city of Chickamauga, just to get that date nailed down. So October 18th, 2025 is going to be the next one in the heart of downtown Chickamauga, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess to kind of touch more on like, obviously don't nail, you know, talk about sponsorship. And the reason that's so important is just because, like, you know, we're funding everything ourselves. You know, this is a passion project. We're not trying to turn this into like, you know, big green eyes. You know, that's not the goal. We're not envisioning that. And, you know, we just wanted to do something fun for like our town. But any support we get from the community and businesses, stuff like that, goes a super long way. Because then, you know, that's money we can use to pay for, you know, pay more local bands to perform, you know, pay more local speakers to come out, you know. We're working this. So last year we had about 60, I think we approached 70 vendors set up downtown. Wow. And it was all on like one single tiny street. So it's not a very big town. Like, it's like even smaller than Point Pleasant. So we learned a lot from that. So we are probably going to have fewer vendors this year, actually. But that might sound a little like scary to folks, but we're probably going to cut down by about a quarter. You know, we're probably gonna end up with about like 45-50, and the reason for that is just because, you know, we did have issues with people saying like it's crowded, you know, and stuff like that. And with it being a first year, you know, we're learning as we go.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a good thing that's crowded in a way, because hey, full streets, that's what you want to see. But also, you know, we care about the experience of people, so we're gonna try to limit it a bit more this year. And we're focused this year on like having just like really high quality vendors, you know, some of like the favorites in the Cryptid community. People like Cryptid Comforts are coming down. Yeah. You know, they've been such a help to us. They're amazing. Get your plushies from them. They're so cool.
Hi, Lisa.
Yeah, they're incredible. Yeah. So we're very much focusing on like quality this year. You know, we're trying to have way more entertainment. Last year we had 3 local bands perform. This year we were shooting to have 6. So literally doubling that. And then this year we're planning to have, so far we have a group of cryptid hunters, from Factor Entertainment. They're pretty new, but they are making awesome content at their channel, at Factor, I think, on YouTube. And then their series is called like Cryptid Mysteries. They just released a video last week where they went looking for like the Flatwoods Monster, and it's really great. Their production value is insane. I don't know how they're doing what they're doing, but they're really entertaining guys. And they're going to be a sponsor, and they're also going to be doing like a live show talking about like their experiences as cryptid hunters. And then we're also talking to Dalton State College, actually, our alma mater, which is like the big college for Northwest Georgia. It's still nothing is for sure, so don't hold me to this, but mm-hmm. we're working on having some local anthropologists and like storytellers who work for the college who are going to do like a big segment. Because one interesting piece of feedback I heard from people was, you know, I came to the Green Eyes Festival and I feel like I left still not knowing what Green Eyes is. So we want to change that by really focusing on like embracing the storytelling aspect. And having some more like fun speakers and stuff this year. So overall, like, we're just trying to make it where, you know, we don't think we're ever going to be a giant festival with the space that we have to work with and stuff like that. So we're going to just be the best festival, you know, have like the most fun, the most, you know, great speakers and lore keepers and stuff like that. But yeah, we're so excited.
I mean, 5,000 is really, really, I mean, you're up there. There's, you know, that's awesome.
Thank you.
I was going to ask, oh, so are the speakers, do you need to buy tickets for that kind of thing? Or how does that all that work for you guys?
Yeah, great question. No, the Green Eyes Festival is free to attend. Yeah, we have no ambitions of changing that. You know, if we ever in the future have to change venue or something like that, we end up in like a convention center that's like super expensive, things might change.
Right.
But for now, as long as like, you know, we're able to keep this at a level where we can afford to keep it free, we will keep it free. Because, I mean, it's a celebration of our local folklore, and it's a big party, you know? We want people to come out and just have a good time, not have to worry about, you know, their pocketbooks. Times are tough right now. But, yeah, Dylan, do you have anything for that? Or
no, I mean, yeah, agreed with you. Mm-hmm. Also, one thing with the festival is we want to make sure to try and get some of the local businesses more involved. So I think it was, again, kind of going back to the lack of social proof, and, like, mm-hmm. people are almost nervous to back or sponsor an event whenever it's the very first mm-hmm. one. But now that like we've shown like, hey, this is like actually something that has legs, then we've already, like, right after the event, we had some of the local shop owners come up and like say that they want to get involved for the next time on like kind of maybe like theming things. Like at the Mothman Festival, I know there's a place to get like a Mothman burrito and a Mothman pizza, and they have ice cream. And like we have actually all of those things in Chickamauga as well. There's a pizza place, Mexican restaurant, and an ice cream shop. So we could easily do the same thing, but with some green eyes instead of spread one.
That's very awesome. And so you've gotten a good response from the town then?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. They're definitely like with anything new, you know, and especially bringing it to like a community that, like, you know, Chickamauga is a very traditional small southern town. So there have definitely been folks who, you know, they were skeptical, and, you know, we've gotten a couple of naysayers, you know, most of them just people who are upset about a road being closed, you know, and adding like 30 seconds to your commute. But like overall, things have been incredibly positive. Like we did actually a attendee feedback form right afterwards for folks. And I think we had like about like 300 or 400 people fill it out. And like I read through everything that people put. Now I'd say like maybe out of that like hundreds, I can literally remember like 2 negative ones. Like overwhelmingly, people had a great time and they're excited for it again.
That's awesome. Because towns, like I said, I've been around a lot of these festivals, and we put on our first festival for the, you know, last year for the first time, and then we're doing it again this year. It seems like towns are like 50-50 whether they get behind it or they just fight you the whole way. Because we experienced the fight the whole way. But I know a lot of other festivals do, and then you have other towns like, well, you know, you talk about Lisa, she puts on Squonkapalooza with Joe from Cryptotheology. And I know it's not in downtown this year, but, you know, the town's been great with it, given that whole massive, you know, that 4 streets there. It's that one's a lot of fun as well. We're speakers. I think we just got announced there. We're speakers at that one this year. But I think that's amazing that the town is kind of getting behind you. And, you know, like you said, proof of concept. So hopefully you get some more sponsors in there, and getting the town involved is awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think like a big element for why we've had that support is because the fact that like we've really approached it from like a collaborative standpoint. You know, we haven't just been, you know, show up on the streets going, we're gonna do this event whether you like it or not, you know, be ready for it. But we really like way early on, before we even had city approval, like I was going like knocking on doors at like all of the shops around town, just being like, hey, I have this idea, you know, what do you think of that, you know, way before we got even anything approved, you know, just to let people kind of like get used to the concept, you know, and also say like, you know, like I want to partner with you, you know, I don't want this to be, oh, there's suddenly a big party, you know, and I wasn't invited in front, you know, on my porch. I want it to be, hey, we should do a party on your porch, you know, and you're invited, you're involved, you're hosting it, you know.
Where would anybody, if they want more information or any of that stuff, where would anybody go?
Yeah, you can go to our social media. Instagram is at Green Eyes Festival. So is Facebook. Yeah, Instagram and Facebook at Green Eyes Festival. We have a TikTok with the same handle. If you want to reach us out, route to us on there.
And then our website, which is greeneyesfestival.com.
Awesome. And I'll put the links in for everybody at home. I'll put them in the description below this episode. That's all my questions. I'm so sick. But what do you guys like? What, anything else you want to add, or anything else you want to talk about with this?
Yeah, sure. Just that, you know, we're really excited to be a part of like the cryptid kind of community. Entering it into it, it's been very like interesting, you know, because like we didn't really know what this was, you know, that we were walking into. But everyone's just been incredibly like welcoming. You know, it's so many great people who are into this stuff, you know. I think it's easy to like color it as like, you know, they're the crazies, you know, they're like, they're kind of wacky folks, but everyone we've met has just been like so kind, and we're so appreciative of like all the support they've given us, whether they're like another festival organizer, we've got so much great advice from them, or they're like a vendor, because they've also given us great advice and been so supportive. And then just the community has been incredible. We're so glad to be a part of this.
Well, have you guys, I think everybody should go down in Chickamauga, Georgia. I've been a lot of places in this country when I was a biologist. I don't think I've been there. So that's pretty interesting for me. But no, I want to thank you guys for coming on and sharing this stuff. I hope everybody that's listening that can will go attend. buy t-shirts, support these small towns. Like, you know, I come from a very small town as well, so I completely understand the sediment. And I said sediment like the bottom of a river because it's what I always do before I get any comments about that. No, I want to thank you guys. So before we go, we always have a tradition how we end the show. I'll count down from three and we'll all scream bye in the microphones and then the outro will play.
Perfect. Let's do it.
All right, you guys ready?
Yep. Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to Cribbins the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye.